From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This is a story for just about everyone, given how common it is to have excess belly fat. Researchers in Germany have published a study that finds that fat accumulated in the abdomen can be far more dangerous to your health than fat on other parts of your body. The study's in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. NPR's Patty Naiman has our story.
The new evidence comes from all over Europe. German researchers collected information on nearly 360,000 people from 9 different European countries. Every one of them had their body mass index and waist circumference measured. As predicted, the people who were overweight were more likely to die from cancer, stroke, and heart disease compared to people of normal weight. But the risk of death was even greater for people who had excess weight around their abdomen. Over the past decade, there's been an awful lot of research that shows abdominal fat is harmful. Harvard University endocrinologist Dr. Joanne Manson.
Most of the research studies suggest that this abdominal fat at least triples the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, as well as hypertension and abnormal cholesterol levels.
Manson says researchers now understand that abdominal fat is a lot different than the kind of fat which collects on your thighs, buttocks, and upper arms. Fat on your limbs and buttocks is called subcutaneous fat. It's right under your skin, the kind you can grab with your hand. Most abdominal fat is called visceral fat, and it's out of reach within the deep abdominal cavity and spaces between abdominal organs. Subcutaneous fat just sits in storage waiting to be burned for energy, while abdominal fat is much more active. Dr. Manson.
These fat cells tend to be more metabolically and biologically active. They tend to be more active in producing hormones and chemical messengers that cause inflammation throughout the body.
The location of this fat is part of the problem. When it produces hormones and chemicals, it can affect nearby organs. It's associated with increased fat in the liver. Dr. Manson.
This fat drains directly to the liver, and it's associated with increased fat within the liver, which is also a risk factor for insulin resistance.
Which sets the stage for type 2 diabetes. Dr. Robert Kushner with Northwestern University's School of Medicine specializes in the care of overweight and obese patients. Kushner says abdominal fat is also dangerous for the heart.
It starts to release fatty acids and other signals that go to the rest of the body that cause increased blood fats like cholesterol and triglycerides. It also causes an increase in blood pressure.
Scientists don't know why belly fat acts so differently than other fat. It may have to do with evolution. It could be this deep abdominal fat developed from embryonic fat, which had to be especially flexible and active during fetal development. But that's just a theory. What scientists do know is what you can do about it. First, find out if you're at risk. Measure your waist. The threshold for women is 35 inches. For men, it's 40 inches. If your waist measurement is larger than that, Kushner says, lose weight.
You have to go back to the old tried and true, and that is to reduce the amount of total calories you consume as well as burn off more calories in the course of the day.
Experts think you need to exercise at least 60 minutes a day to lose weight. But the good news is tummy fat is so biologically active, it's typically the first to go when you do lose weight. Patty Naiman, NPR News.